This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Alan Dershowitz is, of course, a professor emeritus at Harvard Law School. He's the author of The Case Against Impeaching Trump, and he joins us tonight. Professor, from what you have seen of this FISA application, what's your response?
Well, I think Congress ought to ask the people who drafted the FISA response why they deliberately left out the fact that the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee paid for the Steele dossier. That's question number one. Question number two, why did they, if they did, we don't know about the redactions, why did they leave out the fact that the dossier also had the salacious allegations about urination in beds, a kind of thing that would make any judge look very suspiciously on the source of the material. Instead, what they did is they said this is a guy who had previously given them reliable information without indicating that now it looks like he may be giving them very partisan and very unreliable information. So I think we need to get the answers to those questions before we can come to any firm conclusion.
I'm struck by the treatment that Carter Page has received in the press. Here's a guy who's not been charged with any crime. There's no credible evidence he betrayed his country. He's been accused of treason by his own government and spied upon, and yet the reservoir of sympathy for him seems very shallow. No one seems to care. Why is that?
Because in our partisan world, the presumption of innocence only applies to your side, not the other side. Democrats and people on the left forget the presumption of innocence. They're prepared to argue that a search warrant is proof of guilt or an indictment is proof of guilt. For example, the indictment of the 12 Russians, who will never be brought to trial, is taken as containing the truth. They're just allegations. It may very well be that they're guilty, and we know there was intrusion or an attempt to intrude on the election, but we have to remember the presumption of innocence. It doesn't only apply to your side of the political spectrum.
That's exactly right. You really are the last liberal in America, and I'm glad that you're here. So recently, the creepy porn lawyer, the guy who's representing Stormy Daniels, said he knows about the contents of taped conversations between Donald Trump and his lawyer, Michael Cohen. You pointed out the obvious. If he knows what's inside, then he's able to obtain sealed information, and that's bad. Here's how you described it.
I do know there's more tapes of President Trump. There's multiple tapes of President Trump, number one.
How do you know there are other tapes involving the President of the United States? Are you privy to what was seized from the office? That's a very important question. I wish you'd answer it.
Well, Alan, I'm not going to answer your question because I don't have to answer your question.
If we're right, then you have access to information that's supposed to be sealed and supposed to be secret. How do you have that information?
Well, you know, I've already answered it by... Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, do you think he has the information?
Well, he's that or he's making it up. Look, he also accused me, to deflect from my very hard question, he accused me of making false predictions, whereas all of his predictions are correct. His major prediction in May was that President Trump would resign. We're waiting to see that happen. I predicted accurately what the Supreme Court would decide in the travel ban case. I predicted accurately who President Trump would nominate to the Supreme Court. All of my predictions have come true. And almost none of Avenatti's predictions have come true. Also, the American Bar Association had an article recently about the ethical concerns that lawyers, an ethics expert like Professor Stephen Gillers of NYU, have about Avenatti's conduct. So I think basically his conduct speaks for itself, and my predictions. Look, you know, I wrote a book. You mentioned it before, The Case Against Impeaching Trump. In my book, the predictions are all in there. Anybody can read them. Anybody can see that I have been straight on. I've been accurate. The reason I'm accurate is because I don't have a partisan dog in this fight. I just call them as I see them. And sometimes my predictions help one side or help the other. But I'm not trying to make self-fulfilling prophecies the way Avenatti and others on the extreme side of this are making self-predicting, self-fulfilling prophecies. Let's wait to see if President Trump resigns. And if he doesn't, put Avenatti on the show. Confront him with that prediction. He not only made a prediction, he said, I guarantee
guarantee you that President Trump will resign after hearing what Rudy Giuliani said and what Avenatti said. It's total nonsense.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. San Clemente Bob just tweeted me, says 120 plus millions died under the banner of national socialist causes in the 1900s. These numbers, of course, kept by people who do this. I mean, you can research it, Google it, find out, you know, what has happened. I mean, this is pretty dangerous. And here we are, the kids of America, thinking socialism is the answer. Do you realize historically what occurred? I mean, do the professors, are they ill-serving you by talking about all the good things of socialism, supposedly, as they perceive it? And I understand. Look, there's some, you know, problems with some capitalism, greed, things that have gone over that I think is an opportunity for us to take a look at and have the discussion. But do we throw the baby out with the bathwater and embrace socialism without understanding in the history of mankind, what has socialism brought? And as recent as the 1900s, as San Clemente Bob reports, you got 120 plus, and I've heard these numbers before. I mean, this is just shocking. And why, you know, some of us who are aware of these kind of numbers and what socialism has brought to other countries wonders, you know, what is going on with our young people? Well, our young people are being indoctrinated by these tenured professors. And what has happened, like in our culture, is that you got to go along to get along. If not, if you have an opinion and you go against it, you can talk to my son about that. Then you're invited to leave the class because you're not part of the reindeer games and you can't participate. And, of course, your grades and your performance are going to be measured according to how you go along with the professor's ideology. And, you know, for the sake of college, when you're supposed to be asking questions, unless the professor decides that a topic and his statements should go on without refute, and you just should just take it carte blanche. That is the problem that we have, and why these young people, I believe, today are continuing to embrace something that is so lethal. Chris Garcia joins us now. He's the former deputy director under the U.S. Department of Commerce, former businessman. He's been with us before. I always appreciate his insight. Chris, good to have you back with us. How you doing, sir? Hey, I'm doing terrific. Chris, are you shocked? I mean, I've just, you know, got a tweet from San Clemente Bob, and he reminds us that under socialism, 120 million people in the 1900s died under the banner of National Socialism. Are you shocked that the kids do not know that, these millennials, these kids, the next generation of voters of our country who want to support the Bernie Sanders and the Ocasio-Cortezes of our culture and say socialism is the answer? Are you shocked, knowing the empirical evidence and what socialism brings, and that the kids somehow, they're not getting that information
or I would think that there would be a different answer.
Well, Bill, you know, I've got to say at face value, one would think that this is just impossible that that one could believe socialism is a preferable economic system to capitalism. But I'm not shocked because I lived through the higher education, the overwhelming bias that exists throughout throughout universities and colleges across the country. And were it not for organizations, these nonprofit, these conservative organizations such as Young America's Foundation, who, by the way, brought Dinesh D'Souza to the Pepperdine University campus when I was a young man, and it were not for these organizations that that taught really the truth of socialism, that taught the truth of communism, the millions, the hundreds of millions that were murdered, as you said, as a result of these communist economies, I would not have ever seen the light. So, unfortunately, as you know, higher education is dominated. The ivory towers are dominated by leftists, and so we need to have these prominent organizations on the right side of history, informing students of the other side of the issues.
And we need to make a way to where these people can be listened to, and young people can be listened to, and that their divergent thought and expression can be attributed and respected. You know, we've been talking for some reason. The theme of this day, Chris, has been the spirit of invalidation that has been running rampant in our culture. That says that if you're not, if you're not a Trump hater, then you're marginalized, and there's no reindeer games for you.
Well, so this is exactly my hope, and it's exactly along your thinking and your theme for today. And I'm glad your listeners are having this this opportunity to hear about this issue. It's an extremely important topic. I'm hoping that under President Trump, we find more young people being enlightened as to how the free market supply side economic system is a much better alternative than the tax and spend leftist approach to governing this country. If you recall, the last 8 years, we've had just dismal unemployment numbers. We can see how young people will take really anything that is thrown at them: free money, free college, free everything. Who doesn't agree with that? Just get them a good paying job. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping that with President Trump's policies now evident, record low unemployment numbers, Hispanic unemployment all the way down, record numbers, women unemployment, African-American unemployment. I'm hoping that we can have this message and have the facts speak for themselves and have more young people see the light. And so, unfortunately, there is this movement on the left to invalidate opinions. Anybody who's associated with President Trump, anytime President Trump's name is mentioned in an argument, somehow invalidates the argument. But you'll find it's interesting. You see a couple of these man on the street TV episodes that will ask people, what do you think about X, Y, and Z policy? And they happen to be President Trump's policies.
Yes.
And when they don't mention President Trump's name, they say, wow, that sounds like a wonderful idea. I'm all for it. And then, of course, the control was, well, if you mention President Trump's name alongside these policies, of course, people hate it. So, unfortunately, I think it's just a matter of focusing on the facts, making sure that people understand the facts of these free market policies, and hopefully getting the right messaging out to young people.
Chris, you report the truth and the facts here very clearly. The evidence is empirical. It's solid. You know, in terms of a quick snapshot of capitalism in America today versus socialism, if you go and see where socialism is in operation in other countries, they can't even begin to perceive an unemployment rate of 3%. They don't even perceive a GDP. What's being whispered here is that we may even show a 5% GDP in this next quarter. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's a great point to bring up. So, put yourself in the shoes of the citizens of these other nations, Venezuela, you know, Nicaragua, for example. These are individuals that they just accepted as fact. Well, it's just tough to get a job. Well, we're just going to accept half of a point of GDP growth this year. You know, remember that was President Obama's.
Right, exactly. 2%. That was the new normal, is what the economist told us.
Exactly. And put the shoe, you know, now wear the other shoe. You take a look at, you know, President Trump's policies. We always thought here in America, well, it's just made in China. That's just how it is.
Right.
And now we have a new president who's come in and said, hey, you know, we don't have to make things in China. As a matter of fact, China's been ripping us off. So we're now waking up to the idea that, hey, we can actually stand on our own 2 feet. So I think some of these nations that have these oligarchies and dictators that really steal from their people and these socialist countries.
Chris, got to go to break right now. We'll be right back. More from Chris Garcia after this.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the only king forever. Almighty God, we lift you higher. You are the only king forever.
Bill Martinez, live.
You are the only king forever. 19 minutes
after the top of the hour coming at you just the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, 6 to 9 Pacific. Glad you could share a part of your day with us as we continue to talk with Chris Garcia, former deputy director under the U.S. Department of Commerce. He is based out of Washington, D.C., so you're able to deal and see the belly of the beast very plain, aren't you, Chris?
Well, I was in it. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Well, I wanted you to complete your statement. We had to go to break and we had to cut you off a little bit here. But we were talking about, the clear evidence of socialism versus capitalism.
Sure, sure. So the point is that these socialist nations, many of them have these just abundant natural resources that if tapped into and if allowed to operate in the free market, these people would be really brought out of poverty. Just look at Southeast Asia, the transition from the real command and control economies that oppressed people for so long, and now moving into the 21st century, you see many of these nations emerging out of poverty, and it's because of the free market. The same goes for many of these Latin American countries, such as Venezuela. They're sitting on tons of oil. You have another country like Mexico sitting on tons of natural resources, and if you had if you just completely started over and had them move into a more free market, rather than a command and control economy, there's no doubt about it that there would be an economic boon for their citizens.
Well, isn't it amazing though, Chris, that Venezuela, it wasn't really that long ago where they were more free market and much more successful. Cuba, you can look at Cuba, you look at the other countries where they got a shot to see it, but then, it doesn't take a long time for people, as you say, to just kind of, check it in at the door and just, say, well, that's just the way it always is. I mean, look at this country, 8 years of President Obama, and the mindset for many people was that, 2% GDP, that's okay. And then you get this knucklehead from, from Manhattan that doesn't know better and says, hey, look at, I think 5 or 6% is very doable. And now you get the people excited about it and go, hey, you know what? I like his team motto. I want to be on Team Trump here. And now we have unemployment all-time low, GDP way beyond what the supposed intellectuals of the economy had to say that it would be. To your point, there's enough experience to demonstrate to us quite clearly that the human potential is inestimable, isn't it?
There's no question about it. I think you look at why the United States has thrived so much. It's because of the opportunity that we afford our citizens. It's why if you were to take down all the borders in the world, there would be one country everybody would want to go to, and that's the United States. It's because of the opportunity that exists here. I think that was the point I was making, is that many of these countries have just accepted the fact that, well, it's tough to get a job, or, well, it's, another year of slow growth. Business isn't going to be too good, but same kind of concept was here in the United States under President Obama, where we just accepted the fact that things were made in China, things were made overseas, manufacturing would never come back. But as you said, we've got an outsider who comes in, and President Trump, that says, hey, why don't we push back on China? Why don't we push back when they try to steal our intellectual property, when they try to force technology transfer from U.S. companies? Why don't we push back? And now we see President Trump actually putting his foot down, and it's actually working.
Yeah. Well, why doesn't NATO pay the 2% that they promised to pay? And here, as a result of it, even the Secretary General has said that NATO is stronger than ever because of the leadership and the influence of one Donald Trump. And yet people on the left would want to say that, we've offended our allies. Well, how can you offend them when you strengthen their national security?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And what a concept, by the way, Bill. What a concept that you would pay your fair share. Whose line is that again? Who is that?
Yes.
Which party talked about paying your fair share?
Right.
Why not have nations pay their fair share toward something like the NATO Defense Agreement? This is a very basic idea that President Trump brings to the White House, which is that every nation's leader should be standing up for their nation first. It's not rocket science.
Exactly. Right. And that's what they're doing, whether it's Angela Merkel or, you know, Theresa May. I mean, you know, everybody. And that's okay. Mexico, Canada, stand up for your own. That's all right. But meanwhile, you get to do it at your own expense. The ante now is going to be fair trade, free trade, which we've been saying for a long time, Chris, that it has been unfair. And now we have a president who says, yeah, you know, you're exactly right. That unfair trade that we've been dealing with for all these decades, it's got to come to a stop. And, you know, there's no question we're going to go through a little bit of a trajectory here, what I call the grief to happiness ratio. And right now, America is in a lot of grief because of, you know, the intellectual property that has been stolen, the unfair trade arrangements that have taken place. We have buttressed and supported the Western civilization, the world for that matter. We have buttressed them up. And now we're saying, okay, you guys are on your feet. You know, what this has amounted to is entitlement. And this goes along. I mean, case in point, even on an international scale, people can be entitled. And that's what these countries have, is they have this entitlement right. And they say, hey, well, America's always done this. Well, guess what? We're not doing it anymore. You know, we're going to make it fair. And it's going to be fair for America. We've invested, and you ought to thank us very much. Send us thank you. 320 million people, you can send thank you cards and say thank you for helping us all these years. We're now going to stand on our big boy feet, big boy, big girl's feet, and we're going to be our own nation, and it's going to be fair for all. What a concept.
What a concept indeed, and that's exactly what Americans have wanted in a president for so long. Somebody who's going to stand up and say, no more, we're not accepting defeat, we're not going to go around, you know, to all of our allies and apologize for the United States being the United States. By the way, who it was that sold the United States out? You know why these unfair trade deals happened? It's because you had past administrations that sold the United States out, that sold the American people out to make a quick buck. Yeah. And frankly, I think that's why Americans like President Trump coming in and saying, no more. We're going to put America first. We're going to have our people come first before the people of other nations. And I think that's ultimately why you see such high approval ratings for a president like this.
Yeah, and I think, you know, from a business standpoint, Chris, and you and I we're wired businessmen, you know, so we look at it from an ROI. What was the return on investment for all that we did for, for Western civilization, for the world, in these compromised trade deals? What did we get out of it?
Well, what we got out of it was we got the hollowing out of America. We had more jobs move overseas. And by the way, there's a direct correlation. This is an important point that I think your listeners, you may have touched on this already. There is a direct correlation between the hollowing out of these cities, these towns, these regions of America, and the opioid epidemic, because it's not just about making a buck. It's not just about, you know, providing for your family and having a great optimal life. It's about self-worth. And when you're contributing towards something and you're growing your nation's economy and you're going to work every day and clocking in and clocking out and saying, hey, I built that, that creates some self-identity that is ultimately better for the United States as a whole in the long run, not just in the short run.
Well, at the core of our psychological health and happiness is a job, Chris. You and I have been around long enough to understand the dignity of humanity lies in a job. This is why President Trump is being lauded and appreciated so much, because as I hear from the inside, you know better because you've been there and you know him really well, is that I hear repeatedly the first question he asks every day is, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? He's so target focused on that subject. This is why, he continues to move the needle on this. Why unemployment, whether it's Hispanics or blacks or just Americans at large, you know, why we're doing so better. And now we're in a position of where we can upgrade within those jobs. I think it's exciting with what we're looking at right now. And I hope that Democrats would come alongside and share in this vision and be a part of all the winning that's taking place here in America. Chris Garcia on Bill Martinez Live. Chris, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
It was a pleasure.
You got it. Take care.
This This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket costs. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran's foreign minister responding to a tweet from President Trump saying his country is not impressed with Trump's threats. Trump having warned Iran in a tweet early yesterday not to threaten the United States or it will suffer consequences, in his words, the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. Now Iran's foreign minister tweets, quote, color us unimpressed, and finishing his tweet with a message for the U.S. to be cautious. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders saying of the president's tweet,
look, the president's responding to Iran, and he's not going to allow them to continue to make threats against America.
This morning, President Trump's on Twitter defending his trade policies, saying either countries give the U.S. fair trade deals or they're going to get hit with tariffs. It's as simple as that, he says. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Is your computer slowing down?
Yep, I guess I need a new one.
Wait before you waste your money on a new computer. Go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that could be putting your privacy at risk. Unwanted pop-ups, errors, or spam not only slow your computer down, they may allow third parties to track your activities. Go to MyCleanPC.com for a free computer diagnostic. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, the whole idea of living free, I know some of you might think that it originated from our founding fathers. It was God's highest calling for all of us. It's why he sent his son to die for us so that we would be liberated. That is the ultimate call for humanity. As much as we could possibly realize it, this side of heaven, and most amazing, you know, for those of us who have experienced freedom, I think sometimes we get glimpses of it and we experience true freedom the way God intended. It is exciting. It is invigorating. It is liberating, dare I say. And that is powerful. And this is why the forces, the evil forces, would do everything they can to eradicate religious thought. And God forbid that you even bring Jesus into play here, because that is where the key lies. And that renders them powerless and useless. And they're going to do everything they can to fight against that. But look at that part of the discussion for another day. Right now, we are honored to have with us Don Finto. He has served as a missionary to post-war Germany, which is got to be books and hour-longs of conversation. I would love to sit at his feet and just hear some of the stories that he has to share about his missionary days to post-war Germany.
Upon returning to the United States, he earned his doctorate from Vanderbilt University, taught at Lipscomb University in Nashville, Tennessee, and became the senior pastor at Belmont Church in Nashville, where the likes of Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith, as well as many other Nashville musicians, called home. So Don Finto doesn't need any help with any worship leading when he's got this kind of talent in the pews there at his church. Don Finto, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Bill, and honored to be with you.
Well, the honor is ours. Don, before we get into the book, and this is interesting, the handbook for the end times, hope, help, and encouragement for living in the last days, is there's such a divide in the Christian community about the understanding of end times. I think it was quite interesting that even Billy Graham, before his passing, made a statement about the end times, and it was rare because Billy Graham, throughout his ministry, was really focused on, you know, the gospel of Jesus and the cross. And to hear him speak about the end times, and it was very brief but profound. He said, in fact, these are, by his observations, these are the last of the last days.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real interesting, Bill. One of the things that stirred me years ago were four verses in Luke 21 where Jesus said, when you see the enemy surrounding Jerusalem, you'll know for devastation is near. Well, that obviously was 70 A.D. Mm-hmm. The Romans destroyed Jerusalem. And then he said in verse 24, they'll be scattered to the nations, and they have been, mm-hmm. and that Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the time the Gentiles had finished. Well, they were trodden down by Gentiles, ruled by Gentiles, until 1967.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said four verses later, when you see these things beginning to take place, stand up and lift up your heads because your redemption is near.
Draw near.
Now, we
yeah.
never know the day of the hour, but he says it's near.
Mm-hmm.
And then four verses later, he says, this generation will pass away until all these things have happened. It seems like he's saying that the generation that sees the Jewish people not only back in the land, but also sovereign over Jerusalem, would be the generation that would see his return. It seems that way.
Mm-hmm.
We can't ever know for sure until it happens.
Well, and again, we look to the signs. I mean, repeatedly throughout the Word of God, even, you know, in Jesus' ministry, he noted people who observed the signs, sometimes correctly, sometimes not correctly, right?
He guided the scribes and Pharisees that they could understand weather signs, but would not understand the signs that were there. And he did tell us that it would be like the times of Noah. Well, Noah knew the season when the flood, even though he had never experienced a flood, he knew the season. He just didn't know the day of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
But he obviously knew the season when the ark was built and all the animals voluntarily started coming into the ark. I mean, that was a clue that we're getting close to whatever this is God was saying.
That's right.
And I think some of those same things have happened in our generation.
Well, in that particular case with Noah, one man that God spoke with affected his family, a limited number of people. Here we are today in the midst of his established church, all his promises, and you know, so that God will speak. I mean, my prayer, Don, I tell you, has been one that God would raise up a voice. And what I hear God telling me is that I'm raising up many voices. So, you know, I don't know how that fits. It's just, you know, again, you know, it's the nature. Sometimes when you hear God speak to you and the impression you have, and it's like, okay, Is this consistent with other leaders and other leaders that I've spoken with say, you know, Bill, I'm kind of hearing the same thing. And I said, okay, well, you know, as God, at this point in time, it is a pulling back of the onion skin, one layer at a time. And with each layer, we are made more and more aware. It comes into clearer view. And I think that's the process that we're in, is that we begin to see the signs that these are the last of the last days. And in that, I think with our impression, I think the next question is, God, what do you want me to do? How do I co-labor with you, right?
Oh, that's exactly right, Bill. That's exactly. I just preached a message night before last to the Union of Messianic Congregations in Orlando.
Right.
And this is exactly what I was saying. I was laying the groundwork that I believe, and it's the whole handbook for the end times, that, I mean, that whole book was written because of seven words in the parable of the wheat and weeds, that where the master says to the servant, no, don't rip up the weeds. You might rip up the wheat, too. Yeah. But both grow together till the harvest. And when I saw that, I'm a West Texas farm kid. We were cotton farmers. Mm-hmm. I know what it is for something to ripen. And I realized that Jesus was saying that wickedness and righteousness are simultaneously ripening in the entire world. And if that's true, then what are we to do about it? And that's exactly the message of the handbook.
Exactly. Well, and this is what we're faced with right now, Don. I mean, you know, some Christians are freaking out right now because they see evil abounding. You know, we've all read in the book of Isaiah that there will be that day when evil is called good, good called evil, sweet, sour, sour, sweet. Here we are. We're in an upside, topsy-turvy world, right?
Yep.
And they're exactly freaking out. But if they're not aware of, as you say, the parable of the wheat and the tares, then, you know, they miss the point that God knows this. God understands both are growing and both are, you know, realizing their potential, their growth potential. And it's also fitting that right now the other dynamic that's taken place in our culture is I say the word for the day is exposure. All this stuff is being exposed, is it not?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, and Bill, another thing that stirred me to write this book was, because I don't write books unless I feel like somebody else is not saying this, mm-hmm. don't hear this out there in print, at least not strongly. And one of the things that I saw, that I see all the time is that believers are putting too much emphasis on the horror that's coming. Yes, we acknowledge it, and I use the illustration. I mean, I use it all the time to myself. Even I have to watch the negative self talk because I'm
listening
to the ten tribal leaders. But I've got to be a Caleb and Joshua. We see if Israel had listened to Caleb and Joshua, there never would have been 40 years in the wilderness.
Exactly. So, well, it comes down to. You know, when I was riding motorcycles, we were taught very early about target focus. That which you focus on is what you will be led to. And that's what the other 10 representatives was. They lost their focus. It's kind of that old anonymous saying, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal, Don. I changed
that
and have this in my office. I says, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off his, capital H, his goal. And that's the opportunity that we have today. More from Don Finto on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're talking the handbook for end times right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance
insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Back with the American 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Our conversation with Don Finto, Pastor Don Finto, continues. His book, The Handbook for the End Times, Hope, Help, and Encouragement. In his book, he addresses, we've talked about a couple of these, the wheat and weeds parable, Let's Both Grow Together. Listen to the right report. Boy, I'll tell you, Don, if there was ever a time that we needed to be discerning, it is now in today's information age. We're bombarded with so much information. Fake news is abounding. We need to really be discerning, don't we?
Well, and listen, I tell people, you will never be strong in the Lord if you get the news in the evening TV or in your morning newspaper. You've got to get your news from godly sources. I mean, I was at a theater some years back that was showing a film about radical Islam and how horrible it is, and if it takes over America, we're all toast. And I realized I was listening to the 10 tribal leaders. I wasn't listening to Caleb Joshua because it was talking about Iran particularly, and I happen to know that there's a huge revival going on in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
I've spoken to Iranians that are now living in Kiev by Skype. I've spoken to Iranians that are living in the U.S. right now. Christian TV is one of the top 10 in the nation. Bibles are distributed freely. Well, not freely, but underground. Mm-hmm. And never, there's one lady who handed out 20,000 and never found one person who refused one.
Wow.
The young people are hungry for something other than this radical Islam. But we've got to concentrate on that kind of thing. That encourages us. If all we do is listen to the bad news, we're going to be despondent.
Exactly.
God doesn't want us to be despondent. He wants us to rejoice that the kingdom of God is advancing all over the world.
Mm-hmm. What was his promise about the church, Don? The gates of hell could not prevail against it. So are we really listening to God? Or are we listening to the right report to your point? Or are we falling victim to the culture?
I know. And listen, another thing, Bill, is we have to, one of the chapters in the book is called Read the Book.
Yes.
And another chapter is called Pray the Word.
I'm glad you brought that up because that was my next deal, the importance of praying the Word. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, people are being deceived because they're saying, well, God would never, and they haven't even read the book.
Yes.
We just, and there are so many people that are filling pulpits even, that are not abiding by what the book says, what God says. We can't go by what we feel or what our human emotions have. We've got to go by what God says. Mm. And by the way, Bill, I loved the fact that you were emphasizing the name of Jesus, the power in the name of Jesus, just before I came on.
Right. No, well, this is, you know, this is all part of the weapons of our warfare. If we're not utilizing, I mean, we are in a war, Don, and this is the thing, and particularly with some casual Christians, and I'm saying this in a way, and I hope you understand what I'm trying to nudge you here a little bit, is that this is not a time for casual Christianity. We are in a war, and that means you got to man up, you got to woman up, you got to battle up. God has given us weapons of our warfare that we don't utilize. We go out there into the culture, and we're not even dressed in the full armor of God, which is clear every day. I mean, you know, it's your choice. Why do you want to go out there buck naked and be overwhelmed by the enemy when God has given you everything you need to be successful? And it's not just for you. It's your family. It's your neighbors. It's people to see the difference of what Christianity is and to where they say, you know what, I want that.
That's right. We've got to get rid of our stuff. We can't make compromises. If we compromise in one area, the devil will grab that and he'll push us into more compromises. There are Christians out there that are living godless lives and they know it and they think they're going to just slide right on or get raptured before the time gets tough. I mean, I think it's, we've got to be so radically full of the Holy Spirit. One of the things I allude to, I don't get a lot of time on it, but I allude to that I had a lot of junk in my life because I was sexually molested. I had, I had been exposed early to pornography. Imagine.
Right.
Here, I mean, I didn't even tell that till I was around 50 years of age, but we've got to, I mean, the reason why I can talk like this is because I'm an 88-year-old man, and I know this stuff works.
That's right.
God has done stuff in my life, and I want him to do it in everybody's life because we've got to get prepared for what's happening.
Well, things like what you've experienced that you couldn't share with other people until the time was right, I guess, in dealing with this issue and how it affected your perspective. I mean, this is why, you know, pornography, according to, you know, polling evidence of Barna, is running so rampant in the pews today, is that we have
ministry.
Yes, and in the ministry, exactly. And so all this is so pervasive, but, you know, greater than all that is the chain breaker himself who says, come to me. Come to me.
Yeah.
I got an answer for that.
Yeah, and Bill, there are some battles that we fight that I don't believe we're going to conquer those battles until we confess our sins one to another.
Yes.
And pray one for another that can be healed. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is bringing to the light junk that's in our lives. If it's not brought to the light, we're not going to be able to conquer it by ourselves.
Exactly.
We've got to have fellow priests ministering to us, and we open ourselves to them. We've got to get these things done in order to walk in the fullness of the harvest of righteousness is coming.
Exactly. Well, and you say something important. We brought this up a couple of days ago, Pastor, about praying for one another. You know, confessing one another, that we pray for another, that we would be, that you'd be healed. I mean, it's a powerful verse of scripture and advisement for all of us. This is just, again, some of that that we take for granted. But by the same token, do not violate the command by becoming a gossip.
You know,
right.
You know, this is what violates that principle, is that you would honor.
I'm afraid to confess sometimes, yeah.
Exactly. You want to be able to be a powerful instrument of God. And if you honor his, you know, his prescription, and now you realize that God is faithful to the promise, it's working, but you've got to do it all under, you know, maintaining righteousness and all that.
Amen.
You know, I go back. I always circle back to that meeting that God had with Cain, and Cain's down in his mouth. You know, it just doesn't seem fair. And God says something so profound and simple. He says, "If you do right, will it not go well for you?" And that screams through the millennia, Don, that, you know, if we do right, and what right means, it's not right based on human right and human standards. It's righteousness. It's what God has established for us. So, and you can't understand what that means if you're not pursuing God with all your heart, soul, and mind, can you?
I know. And listen, there's another aspect of this that, there's a chapter, as you know, called Prophesy Life to Yourself.
Mm, yes.
I mean, we've got to get a view. I have an agenda statement and a vision statement. I speak it to me every single day. Mm. Because if I don't do that, then I get this negative self-talk to myself.
Right.
But part of that is I'm righteous in his sight, and therefore I have a secure future. I mean, this is awesome stuff. Our God is so awesome, we couldn't even imagine one as good as he is. But we've got to know who we are in him. What is our gifting? What he has called us to be. And speak that to ourselves so that
exactly.
We can know that we're a part of the victory, not a part of the jump.
Well, and as you said, in acknowledging the name of God, the names of God, I mean, there's hundreds of names of God, you know, Jehovah Makedesh, Jehovah Rophe, Jehovah Jireh, you know, he is the one who sanctifies. He's the one who set us apart. He is the one who is righteous and holy and almighty. He is our healer. Yeah. He is our provider. I mean, the names of God, just praying the names of God, this is our covering, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, one chapter is called Jesus. I mean, just we call him Christ, but he is the Christ. That's not his name. Mm. He is God, but that's not his name. He is Lord, but that's not his name. And Peter says in Acts 3, there's power in the name of Jesus. Mm. He's exalted the name of Jesus above every name, Paul says, and also. So it's important that we call on God, but we also call on the name of Jesus.
Well, and Pastor Don's final admonition is to finish well. And Don, if you would, you know, bring us home on that, because that's the big takeaway, is that we not grow weary in well-doing, that we can finish well.
Yeah. Well, I started Caleb Company 20 years ago now because I wanted to see old people still take their mountains when they're 85 and
years. Yes.
I wanted to raise up the next generations, which Caleb did, and he's repeatedly described as wholeheartedly devoted to the Lord. And I am so grieved every time I hear of some pastor or radio evangelist or somebody that looks like they're walking well. And then when they're 50 or 60 or 70 or whatever, you find out they've misappropriated funds or they've been sleeping with the wrong person or all this kind of thing. And I refuse in the name of Jesus and by the power of Jesus to be that person. I'm going to go out in a blaze with the help of God. I'm going to be a Paul, a David, which is shocking to me that God says David is a man after my own heart. Mm. And I'm thinking, God, don't you remember what David did?
Right.
And I think God says, no, I don't.
Exactly.
Because he sees the heart of David. So I just challenge all of us to have the heart of David, the heart of a Simeon, the heart.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and junk the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for rejuvenation. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Looking for that...